USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized once again after experiencing chills and fever, according to the Supreme Court. Ginsburg was admitted Friday night to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She was initially evaluated at Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington before being transferred to Johns Hopkins for further evaluation and treatment of any possible infections. With IV antibiotics and fluids, her symptoms abated, and she is expected to be released from the hospital as early as this afternoon. Ginsburg is 86. She's been treated for cancer twice in the past year and two other times since 1999. Over the summer, she received radiation for a tumor on her pancreas, and last winter, she underwent surgery for lung cancer. After weeks of speculation, Michael Bloomberg officially announced his run for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Rudy Giuliani discusses his version of work in Ukraine. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
I did the right thing.
Former New York mayor, now President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says President Trump did not ask him to do anything in Ukraine to further Trump's political career. Giuliani says he was legitimately looking into corruption there involving former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and the company the younger Biden worked for.
I was so effective that I discovered a pattern of corruption that the Washington Press has been covering up.
On Fox News, Giuliani says it was Biden who, as vice president, threatened to withhold U.S. aid from Ukraine unless they fired a prosecutor looking into the alleged corruption involving the Bidens. Biden yesterday telling CNN he did nothing wrong, as the prosecutor in question was actually not investigating corruption enough. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you miss a story, don't forget you can go online and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Negotiations on a package of spending bills to fund the federal government have produced a key breakthrough, though considerably more work is needed to wrap up the long-delayed measures. Top lawmakers of House and Senate Appropriations Committees confirmed agreement on allocations for each of the 12 spending bills, a step that allows negotiations on the $1.4 trillion budget bundle to begin in earnest to try to pass the measures by the December 20th deadline. Medicare's revamped prescription plan finder can steer unwitting seniors to coverage that cost much more than they need to pay, according to people who help with signups as well as program experts. Serving some 60 million Medicare recipients, the plan finder is the most commonly used tool on Medicare.gov, and it just got its first major update in a decade. The Trump administration has hailed the new version, and the Medicare administrator, Vima Cirma, says it will empower beneficiaries to take advantage of their full coverage options. But as open enrollment goes into the home stretch Thanksgiving week, critics say the new tool can create confusion by obscuring out-of-pocket costs that seniors should factor into their overall decisions. Government programs mixing healthcare and technology have faced struggles despite billions spent to subsidize electronic medical records. Getting different systems to communicate still remains a challenge. The Obama administration's launch of healthcare.gov resulted in an embarrassing debacle when the website froze up on the first day. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.